This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our reminder today, inshallah, we will not talk about how to pray, how to perform pilgrimage, how to donate, but really we would love to concentrate how to live our life according to the legal ways of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially inside our homes, houses. We will take an example for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a husband. Most of us are married, and unfortunately, because this is my specialist, you know, comparative jurisprudence, and I did my PhD comparing between the Islamic law and the American law in Michigan as an example. And I know how many cases at the court only for divorce, unfortunately, from Muslim societies, from Muslim communities. The highest number for the divorce cases at the court, American courts, I'm not talking about Islamic courts here in the area, but I'm talking about the American courts. And this is really shameful. And when we look at the solution, how to resolve the problem, it will be very easy for all of us if we realize and recognize how to live the life of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't find excuse for yourself. It's your problem and it's my problem. It's our problems. We have to find solution. We have to find a way. You know, we have to kick shaitan out of our lives. You know, forgive me if I will say it in this way, but this is really, you will have peace of mind in the end, because you will imitate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and no one will be more busy than Habibina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the leader. He was the leader of the army. He was the leader of the entire ummah. He was the counselor for all Muslims around him, subhanAllah. And how he found the time for his family members. And we're gonna start, you know, our session, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam as a husband. And we will see how he used to deal with his wives, radiyallahu anhunna ajma'een. For example, with the Sayyida Aisha, he used to call her Aish. Subhanallah. You know, Aisha, it's a feminine word. But he used to, you know, give her a special way of treatment to say Aish. It's a masculine word. Or Waish. Tasghir, Uwaish, subhanAllah. Have you think to call your wife in different way to make her happy? Yeah, just, you know, we need to really apply ourselves and our life to the life of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah taught us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Most of people, they said, you know, we will imitate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he used to pray. It's great. How he used to perform pilgrimage. خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. It's great too. Yeah. But why we neglect how he used to live with his wives, or how he used to deal with the orphans, how he used to deal with the children, how he used to deal with the with the, his enemies. صلى الله عليه وسلم. تصلوا عليه أخوان. Say اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك عليه عليه الصلاة والسلام. Just we will take very brief example with السيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها وأرضاه. السيدة عائشة, one day, you know, when Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to go in a trip, he used to take one of his wives in his trip, and it was her turn, and he told his companions, go forward, leave me with my wife. And what do you expect that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم told the Sayyidah Aisha? He told her, Aisha, you would like to go and race? Some people, subhanallah, when you go with your wife in a trip, subhanallah, it's hardly to smile or to make it easy for the people around you. And she said, of course, O Rasulullah, yes. هل تسابقينني يا عائشة؟ قالت نعم يا رسول الله. فتسابق فسبقت. And they did race and she won. It's okay. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم took the result and he kept it in his mind for a while. In one more time, she went with the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in other trip. And he told his companions, go forward, leave me alone with my wife. And he told her, oh Aisha, you would like to go and race? Oh, she won last time. She said, of course, O Rasulullah. And they did. And what happened? He won, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فغلبها. And what did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يا عائشة هذه بتلك. You know, I went today instead of the one that you won before. Subhanallah. بأبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله. He was holding this issue in his mind for a long time and to make her happy. You know, when the lady in the beginning of the marriage, she tried to make herself slim and just, you know, very simple. But after she got married, and she has peace of mind, she will gain weight. And this is the most of daughters or the ladies, they have the same way. And when Sayyidah Aisha gained a lot of weight after that, she wasn't able to beat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another example that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he has some guests in the place of Aisha. And you know, when the young woman learn how to cook, it might take some time. And Ummu Salama, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she is very wise woman. The wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to prove that she was very wise in the time of Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to perform Umrah with his companions and the people of Quraysh stopped them. You are not allowed to enter into Mecca. And what should we do? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the people, just slaughter your Qurbani and shave your hair and we're going to go back to Medina. And nobody responds. And Sayyidah Ummu Salama, she was with him in that time. And she told him, O Rasulullah, stand up, do your Qurbani, slaughter your Qurbani, and you will see how the companions will imitate you. SubhanAllah, he listened to her advice. And he stood up and he slaughtered his Qurbani and the companions were almost fighting to jump to imitate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is will teach us, listen to your wife's advices. Just listen to her. I'm not saying take her opinion, solid opinion, but at least she will help you out. She will give you a lot of help in any situation or any circumstance that you will have in your life. Ask her. You are the decision maker. It's okay. But you need to listen to other side. And this is how he is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he listened to Ummu Salama. And it was very good advice. And Umm Salama, when she saw the companions with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the place of Aisha radiyallahu anhunna ajma'in, and she sent, you know, a servant with the plate of food, and they ate. When Sayyida Aisha finished her cooking and tried to serve Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, and she found another plate. It's not my plate. Who's this plate is? And the servant told, I bring it from Umm Salama. And she was mad. She took the stone and she hit the plate. It was from the clay and she broke it. If you have your friends at home and your wife raised her voice against you, how are you going to deal with her? Subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us a clear message. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's the leader of the entire ummah. And his wife just was mad and she broke the plate. And what happened? And he told the companions, kulu, kulu, eat, eat. Gharat ummukum. Your mother was jealous. Subhanallah. And that's it. And he told the servant, the ghulam, take the plate of Aisha, give to Umm Salama, and the broken one give to Aisha. And that's it. He resolved the problem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just we need to learn, inshallah, for next time we will continue how to really live a happy life with our spouse, with our family members, especially with our wives or our husbands. This is very important, to have a clear way from our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and trust me, you will enjoy your life. You will have enjoyable life, because this is why I choose this message. If our children or our offspring figure out that the dad and mom are not happy together, even if we will not say anything in front of them, they might have mental problem later on. Trust me. They might have a lot of illness in their minds or their hearts, and you will not notice that until it will be too late. You cannot change it. And just my message today, we have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we are husbands or if we are wives, we have some sisters upstairs, just realize that our life is short and we need to make sure that we will have the highest level of reward out of our life, to live our life according to the teachings of Quran and the legal ways of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلوا على رسول الله اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك عليه. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. See you next week إن شاء الله.